Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The 10th commandment tells us not to covet our neighbor's goods. In other words, it tells us not to be envious. Or in the words of the Catechism, it tells us that envy must be banished from the human heart. We've said already that the opposite of envy is to follow our Lord's commandment to love your neighbor as yourself. Envy sees someone else's success as a threat to me. Loving your neighbor as yourself sees someone else's success as a gain to me. But there may be a sense in which loving our neighbor as ourselves can be helped by learning how to love ourselves properly. Or, to put it differently, it may be that before we can thank God for His blessings to other people, we should practice thanking Him for the way He has already blessed us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In what might be G.K. Chesterton's most brilliant novel, Man Alive, the main character does something to prevent himself from ever coveting his neighbor's goods. And you'll never guess what it is. He locks himself outside his own house, and then, after dark, he pretends to be a thief, and he breaks into his own house and starts to steal his own possessions. In other words, because the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, he mentally puts himself on the other side of the fence to admire his own lawn. He looks at his own external blessings, his house, his family, the good food and drink in his kitchen, which happens to be his favorite food and drink, and he thinks to himself, what a lucky guy that is. Wouldn't it be nice to live like that? So do this when you are tempted to be envious of other people's stuff. Imagine you're a homeless, friendless, penniless person standing outside your own house looking in and think, what lucky people live here. I wish I had a life like that. And then thank God that you do. If you're going to envy somebody, envy yourself. If you're going to appreciate somebody's blessings from God, start with your own. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Another basis for envy is when you let yourself think that other people have more personal gifts than you do. When you think about the abilities, talents, skills that other people have that you don't, then you start to classify yourself as a loser and you become resentful. Here again, it might be best to begin by praising God for the way He's made you. The psalmist cries out to God, I praise you, Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's not pride. In fact, it's the opposite of pride. It's thanking God for gifts you didn't earn and for a design He generously bestowed on you. Now, maybe you're thinking, I don't have any gifts or talents, or I have no skills. I have nothing to offer. There's nothing naturally special about me. But actually, that's a really blasphemous thing to say. It's an insult to God. It's saying, at least in this case, God wasn't paying attention and manufactured something totally uninteresting and redundant. Well, that's crazy, because God doesn't make redundant stuff. He makes individuals, each of whom has something utterly unique and valuable. And sometimes it helps if we can start to articulate even a little bit what God has given us that makes us even a little unique and valuable. And it might be best to begin with the people in your life who would never recover if you were taken away. I was looking at my newest grandson just the other day and thinking, you know, if I wasn't here, if I never was here, then he wouldn't exist. And he's so beautiful. What a tragedy if he wouldn't be in the world. When you can say, Lord, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Then you can also look around and appreciate, instead of lament, the distinctive gifts he's also given other people. So the first step in fulfilling this commandment to not covet what our neighbor has, to not be envious, is to be thankful for all that God has given you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
C.S. Lewis has a beautiful reflection on the humility God wants us all to have, and it's essentially a sweeping appreciation of all goodness, including our own. Here's what he says. God wants every person to be so free from any bias in his own favor that he can rejoice in his own talents as frankly and gratefully as in his neighbor's talents, or in a sunrise, an elephant, or a waterfall. He wants each man, in the long run, to be able to recognize all creatures, even himself, as glorious and excellent things. He wants to restore to them a new kind of self-love, a charity and gratitude for all selves, including their own, when they have really learned to love their neighbors as themselves, they will be allowed to love themselves as their neighbors. So, this is a call to celebrate everything that's good. The good of a waterfall, of an elephant, of a guy at work, and the guy working on your plumbing. Celebrate the goodness of your kids and your spouse. And celebrate the goodness of yourself. That's what God does. And that's what He wants you to do as well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Gratitude is the secret to fulfilling the 10th commandment, and it's the great shield against envy. But gratitude doesn't come cheap. You must sit, usually with pen and paper, and make a rigorous list of God's blessings. Write down the way God has forgiven you. Write down the way God's blessed you, with never wondering where your next meal will come from. Write down the friends and family who love you. Write down the beauty of the natural world. Write down, with humble gratitude, the personal traits God has given you and the way you've really been able to enrich the lives of other people. Write down your gratitude for heaven and a perfect, unending life that awaits you. And then write down the goods He's given other people, the genius and holiness and cleverness and strength and humor and beauty that He has distributed so generously to all His children. And then thank God for all of it and banish envy from your heart. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this meditation?
This was a really fantastic one. I think maybe I have the tendency to think of the dark side of everything instead of the antidote. But gratitude is something that's ironically underappreciated. But one side effect I saw in this was that when you're grateful for things, then you can fully utilize them. I think so often I look at, if I only had that one piece, if I had access to this or that, I would do so much more than the people who do have access to that. If I just had that, if I had that like springboard to launch myself off of, you know, I'd really fly. But then if you reverse engineer it and you look at what you actually have, what other people might be saying, well, if I had that, I could really get this or that done.
Yeah, it is one of the biggest traps that the devil sets to get us to focus on our limits, we're missing.
I always like writing. I'm always trying to like write scripts, see what I can film, love dabbling in that sort of thing as more of a hobby, but I'm always thinking about locations, and it's really not effective because if you just try to set a scene and then find a way to possibly actually film in that location versus look at what you actually have access to and then write for that. Because, I mean, reasonably, you're not going to be able to do that anyway, so why even write it? But also, if you look at your limitations in a good way, you can write something really incredible that you can actually shoot very well if you actually look at what's in your toolbox.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Satan was created as perfect as you could be a created being. And all Satan looked at was that, well, I'm not God.
Yeah.
And this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turned and hated God, when if he would have instead said, thank you.
Yeah.
Then God would have filled him with his divine life so that he would share in God.
Yeah. You have to accept your limits. You have to love your limits. And know that if you're truly limited in that regard, maybe you're not supposed to follow that route. Maybe that's not really where God is directing you. But also, sometimes those limits can be a really good thing. For instance, in collaboration, I think things can go so much farther, especially in making music. I can only take things so far, and that's okay, and that's good, Because really, the best pieces are, in my opinion, the things where you see all the different influences from different people putting their best into it and how that comes together.
Yeah, it's almost as if the way God designed you is like the bumpers to keep you on track to the greatness he has in store for you. But when we rebel against the way he's designed us, we can never reach.
Yeah, it's like we're trying to ski or snowboard, and you can't just hope you're gonna go in a straight line. I mean, A, you may have obstacles. Don't run into a tree. You really shouldn't. You're gonna have to go out of your way, but that's the route you should be taking. Or if you're snowboarding, you gotta really look for the right texture. That'll slow you down, but you have to look around. You've gotta take your turns, but it's not gonna work if you act like going in the straight line is the only route forward, and everything else is just an obstacle to you, and it's ruining it. It's part of it.
So what we're really, I think, reflecting on is that not only do we need to know God, we need to know ourselves. And then really, so strive to know yourself, your gifts and limitations, and then thank God for those and appreciate them, because the more we work according to our design, the greater the life we'll have. But people don't know who they are. They don't know what they are. And they spend all their time trying to be something or somebody else. So they waste all they've been given. Just like you were saying, if I spend all my time looking for a scene that doesn't exist, I'll never catch.
We'll never film anything to begin with.
Yeah, but I won't film the scene God gave.
And most of the time that I really appreciate something, it is appreciating something that it's not replicatable and it was circumstantial. And you're just loving it for what it was. A really well done scene that was filmed in a location that's really interesting but unique and you could never replicate it. Or an acting choice that's just, it's not something you can replicate. It's something that person was capable of in that moment. But we get so caught up in trying to have it for ourselves that we don't appreciate
Yeah.
that was what it was.
And one of the worst, for lack of a better word, one of the worst things facing us right now is that instead of spending time reflecting on ourselves, getting to know ourselves, we spend all our time on screens looking at other people.
Oh, the comparison's crazy.
Comparison with other people, because of our screens, is killing
And
us.
we see too much. And then whatever we see, we think we need or we think we need to be. That's very true.
I think the best thing that we can do for ourselves, we've got to limit our screen time. There's no other way around it. We've got to limit our screen time and spend more time in silence, doing just what we said in this meditation by sitting down.
And robbing ourselves.
Yeah,
I did like that bit a lot. I
like man
did.
alive, ro robbing ourselves, sitting down and writing about ourselves and all our blessings.
But I also like that turn it had, that it's not just about, well, I'm so good. I'm so good. Even if that's true, it's saying, look at what God has given me. That is so good.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't. It could be a trap of pride, but not if you're only looking at it from the perspective of what God has made me is already so good. What He has given me is already so good. What He's doing in my life is already so good.
So what do you think would happen to a person if they would cut their screen time in half and spend even half of that time just reflecting on the gifts that God has given them and the blessings that God has given them?
This feels like a rhetorical question that.
Of course, it's rhetorical. But I'm afraid no one will do it
Hmm.
because everyone is
Yeah.
too addicted, and it's killing them.
Well, I just think it's a terrible thing that we think this state of comparison, this over visibility that we have of each other's lives, is the natural state. And it really isn't. There's a beauty in the intimacy, in the intimate life, the hidden life. And we should reclaim that. You don't have to share everything. People don't have to see every part of your life for your life to be good. We can know each other deeply instead of knowing only what we see online about each other.
So how about if we start here? Every time you look at your screen, when you're done, ask yourself, do I feel better about myself actually? Has this made me more grateful and more thankful for all that God has done by looking at this?
Yeah.
See, we don't learn by experience, we learn by reflecting on our
And
experiences.
I do think that in many, many ways, quite outwardly, it's not even a hidden thing. Much of social media is made to market. So it's quite literally made to make you envy, to make you want what you don't have, to want what you don't need. Even if that's just even seeing all the things your friends buy.
So let's end with a resolution. What do you think our resolution should be? What's your resolution going to be?
My resolution is hard to, it's not like a daily, here's an action I'm gonna do, but something I just want to take away and think about as much as possible. It's just that, what do I have that I take for granted that other people would want, but it's good that I have? And what do my friends have that it's just good that they have?
Yeah, and to thank God for it, for both.
Yeah. Just the appreciation.
Well, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you for the meditation.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.